And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How do you like that new jingle we got at the intro? I'm just putting you on the spot. You didn't make a new jingle.
Thanks, man.
Just kidding. You can't improve perfection.
That's true.
So
my brain's in a blender now. Yeah. New Year, season 4?
Oh no. Yeah.
Season 4?
Yeah.
Yep. Season 4.
Season 4.
We How
got
you
new,
feeling?
We got new album art.
Yeah, new album art.
It's lighter yellow with some white.
I like it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's like the original, but different.
I got really annoyed because I probably spent more, well, I definitely spent more hours than I would care to admit. And I kind of did this whole exploration of it, mm-hmm. and it just kind of came back to.
Well, that's sometimes you have to do that. You have to check to make sure what you have is
still
correct.
Is it still good on what I want? And I'm like, yeah, it's
exactly.
Fine.
If you come to the same conclusion, it probably means what you're doing is working.
Yeah.
So that's the creative process.
There are a couple things I want to change on it, but I'm too cheap to pay for Adobe. And
you don't have Adobe?
No.
You don't need that for your job?
It's like $50 a month. Just for the
I thought you needed that
suite.
For your job.
Well, they pay for my job.
Oh, but
I can't
do it on
use,
there.
Yeah, I can't use the work. They'd be like, "What is work this, license? Yeah.
What is this couch?"
Yeah, like what are you doing? So I got to keep working in this separate. But whatever.
No, I like the album
Fingers
art.
It's good.
It looks good. The website's coming together slowly.
Yeah, slowly.
The Notion board's coming together slowly.
Notion board's great. I just need to learn how to take that data and feed it into a website. I need a website that will do that. I think Wix might be the one.
Really?
I think so.
You get like free trials with those?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That'd be cool. That's the one thing you have to kind of, if you go on couchcompany.games,
mm-hmm.
it kind of puts you into Notion when you click on our lists and stuff. So
yeah,
having it seamless would be sweet, but we're working on it slowly.
Getting there.
Season 4, man.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, we're climbing up.
Yeah,
the ladder.
Yeah,
as they say, the metaphorical thingy.
Yeah, the corporate something.
Anyways, so it's a new year. It's season 4. Tell the people what you've been up to. How were your holidays?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other.
Yeah.
Last episode we did was our Game of the Year show.
So much happened.
So enlighten us.
I went to Chicago.
Chicago. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been in Chicago, like to like walk around and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's daunting.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's just big. Like really big. And it's kind of weird because people obey the traffic signs. So like when it's like, hey, don't walk, like no one's walking.
Yeah, you can get a ticket.
I guess, but that's not Pittsburgh. People don't care. People jaywalk all the time.
Yeah, but we're small.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But that was the thing that just stood out to me.
Yeah.
But no, Chicago's super nice. We went to the cooking boot camp.
That's right.
So my mother-in-law brought us all to Chicago and was like, hey, you're going to learn to cook.
Useful.
It's definitely useful. And we learned a whole lot. I learned a lot of butchery, which is a thing. So we did like a beef tenderloin,
mm-hmm.
chicken, duck.
Duck.
Fish.
Yep.
All gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I texted you. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm a vegetarian now.
Got to like remove the bones from the fish and stuff?
So no, well.
Debone?
Ish. We filleted them in a way that very little bone got in it, and then you picked out some of the
I'm sure
bones.
Some bone is good.
No,
you know,
you can use it for stock.
Oh yeah,
yeah, for your sauces,
fish
and,
stock
and things like that. Fish stock, like, well, you call it seafood stock.
Oh really?
Yeah,
is that the political correct
I don't
version
know. I'm not sure.
I don't know, dude.
But we were in a different groups, so it was like four groups of us or three groups of us, three groups of four people.
Yeah.
And my group, it was like, so I couldn't do shellfish.
Right.
And then we had my brother-in-law who was like, oh, we can't. Brother-in-law? Chelsea's stepsister's husband. Is that brother-in-law?
I think that's a brother from another mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my brother from another, well, nah, that's not right. I mean, technically right.
No, that's
step-brother-in-law from another mother. he's allergic to dairy.
Ooh, that's tough.
So there was like a lot of like we were learning a lot of like okay substitutions and different things like that.
And substitute.
He was just like, a little bit's not going to kill me. And I'm like, yeah.
That's what you say every time you go to Ichiban.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And it kills me every time.
I know that. I know that look. I know that saying.
Yeah.
And then I know you hunched over after, too. Like, like I know the whole gambit.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was super nice. The people there, it's called the Chopping Block. So if you're in Chicago or you want to learn cooking, they were awesome. We did that, learned a ton. My favorite day was sauces and we're learning like different methods of like Alfredo and tomato sauces and stuff. And then we made a lot of really good things.
Okay.
And learn a lot of cutting skills. I have a new knife.
A nice one?
My mother. Oh yeah. It's like made by Porsche.
Porsche?
Yeah.
The car manufacturer? German?
They're German. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
I'll have to share with you. It's
I think the Japanese knives are the best.
That's the Shun blades, and Chelsea has one of those.
Ooh.
So we got a little of each. They're shaped differently. A
little around the world.
I liked the one of the instructors is left-handed. That was my biggest thing, is being left-handed, where like they're showing us stuff and then it's like, and I'll do it in reverse. And my brain doesn't work like that.
No.
And then they would stand over and like think for a second to try it. Like, I guess I would do it this way if I was left-handed. And it's just, it's a little clumsy that way.
Right.
But overall, I think it was really great. My only constructive feedback to them, because they ask you at the end, was just like, I was very clearly like the worst cook there, right? Because everyone else in the family like actually like cooks, enjoys experimenting, does different things. So for me, if I'm looking at a recipe and then the instructor's like, oh, and in the recipe it says this, but we're going to do blah, 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 blah. My OCD needs, I'm like, well, wait, that's, why are you cutting them long ways if on the recipe they're chopped or something like that? And like, it breaks my brain a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall it was awesome. We saw Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
And then we saw the, Second City, comedy club.
Okay.
So like, SNL people come from there.
Oh, wow.
So like Tina Fey and stuff like that. They were very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they do like skits and stuff, or
yeah, just like a ton of just like flash skits, some callbacks, which is pretty good. They had some really good stuff going on. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So all of it was great. Like we were there for a week, and it was just it like flew by. It was probably dumb of me to I just wanted to get home the last day and not wait another day, just because it's like, all right, like Nate's taking care of our cats. He was a saint, came here twice a day, taking care of the cats. And then obviously everything going on with the house, where I'm like, I gotta get home and just know everything's good.
Yeah.
Right. Cause it's going to be some time before I can leave the house without not like freaking out that like, I don't know, the sprinklers pouring out.
Right.
But we did the 9 to 5 class on Saturday and then we drove 6 hours.
Jeez. So
it was a little rough.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you did drive. Okay.
Yep.
How is the drive to Chicago?
Wasn't too bad. I left a little late, so I didn't get there till like maybe like 1.
Okay.
But it was Christmas Day, so like super simple drive. The Chicago traffic was like next to nothing by Chicago standards. So
yeah,
it was like a little busy, but like it was manageable.
Yeah.
That's
a good day to drive.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was fine. Listened to 6 hours of an audiobook and
I'm
done.
There you go.
Yeah,
churn through that.
What about you?
Yeah.
You went places, did things.
I went to Philadelphia last week. So one of my really good friends from college was born and raised in Philly. He's a huge basketball fan. So I haven't talked to him in like years. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I heard he was getting married. So I like reached out to him. I was like, hey, man, congratulations. And like, as like a kind of gift / let's get together again and rekindle our flame.
Yeah, okay.
I bought tickets to go to a basketball game. So the Knicks were in town. I'm a Knicks fan because I hate winning. And he's a 76ers fan because he's born in
Philly. Oh, yeah. You like the Giants too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knicks, Giants, Rangers, Yankees. Yeah. There's like two of those teams are good. Anyways. So yeah, Philly was fun. I've never been to Philadelphia before. The drive was really easy. You just take the turnpike literally straight over, and then his parents' house, which is where we were staying, mm-hmm. is like 2 minutes away from the turnpike exit.
Yeah.
So it was like all highway. Sick. But yeah, Philly's kind of cool. We got a cheesesteak from Angelo's. Angelo's is the best cheesesteak ever, bar none.
Okay.
That's where, if you go to Philly, that's where you got to go. The Pat and Gino's, I think, are like the two quote-unquote famous ones that they're next to each other or whatever. And I think that's the one you were talking about yesterday, like with the actors' pictures on the wall and stuff.
I was talking about a pizza place, but same concept.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think. And those are terrible. Those are just like tourist traps. Like this one is in South Philly, I think, and it's actually next to like the historic district. And it was so good. It was great. It's like just like on the corner of the street. It's super small. There's not even like you can't even sit down there. It's just they just make pizza and cheesesteaks. the pizza is amazing as well. So we got our cheesesteaks, and then there's like this park nearby, and we're just sitting like in a dugout. It's like the most Philly thing I've ever seen in my life.
So you haven't talked to this guy in 2 years, and now you're eating chili or
dude, it's like riding a bike, dude. This is how our friendship started. Like we both went for music at the same college, and we were just friends immediately. Like I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up? We were eating cheesesteaks that day.
Nice. Do you like his wife?
I haven't met her. He lives in Vermont, so she was up in Vermont. She didn't come down. So we met in Philly because that's where he was born and stuff. And his parents still live there. So we were able to stay at his parents' house, which was super nice to them.
Yeah.
Hotels are crazy expensive these days. The game was good. The Knicks destroyed the 76ers.
They knew you were there.
They knew I was there. Yeah. They should pay me to go to the games.
Just travel with
you. Every time I've seen the Knicks, they've won.
How much would that have to be? Like, you'd want like a full year salary to do that?
No, just free tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just pay me in free tickets. Maybe like a
you taking off work.
Maybe
off
a hot dog.
Then?
Maybe a hot dog.
A hot dog. Yeah, just food and
I could, you know, I work from home, so I could move to New York probably. Maybe stay with my uncle in Long Island.
Yeah,
take the train.
We were talking about hot dogs last night, and it's just like I don't like hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know you do. But it's just like I think generally speaking, I don't.
I said that like you said I don't like hot dogs. I was like, but I do.
Yeah, I don't.
You should too.
Yeah.
Oh man, hot dogs are good. Yeah. Well, they were talking about gourmet hot dogs. Like they were saying, like the best gourmet hot dog place in New York or something. There's like this amazing. I'm like, how? Like the ceiling on hot dogs is not anything crazy, dude.
That's what I mean. Like steak, when you're talking the hot dog,
if we're talking meat, steak is like probably one of the highest ceilings, right? You talk about steak, you talk about ribs, you talk about brisket, a lot of that barbecue.
When you say ceiling, are you talking about like ways to do it?
No, ceiling is like how good it can be.
Deliciousness. Yeah, how good it can be. I'm with you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the higher the ceiling, the better it can be.
Yeah.
And then the floor, like a hot dog has a low ceiling, high floor, which means that it's nearly impossible to screw up a hot dog, but you can only make a hot dog so good.
Yeah.
Whereas like a steak has a high ceiling, low floor. You can definitely ruin a steak.
Yep.
But a top of the line steak.
I can cook a steak now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got some pointers.
Love steak. Yeah. It's probably my favorite food. Or hamburgers. I eat more hamburgers than I eat steak.
Yeah, I would take a hamburger over steak.
But a good steak is better than a good hamburger. But sometimes I'm just in the mood for a hamburger.
I would say most times.
I kind of an interesting segue. So we were talking about hamburgers last night.
We were talking about food a lot.
Yeah, because we were eating food.
Yeah.
Permane's is still the best, by the way. If you ever come to Pittsburgh, you're listening to this, you got to go to Permane Brothers. It encapsulates what Pittsburgh's about, pretty much. in all aspects.
Pittsburgh, we're pretty all right.
Yeah. We're consistent.
Yeah.
We're consistent, though.
We're consistently pretty all right.
And we put fries on things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking about hamburgers, and I was thinking to myself, so we were like talking about our favorite burgers, and Tyler was talking about Five Guys is like his favorite burger, and like name a better burger, and then people were like naming things. And I was like thinking to myself, man, is Five Guys like the best burger? I don't have like that burger spot that I go to.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, I went to Reddit. Did I tell you about this?
No.
I posted on r/burger first.
You showed me
what the best
Reddit.
burger is in Pittsburgh. And then some guy was like, maybe you should put this in r/Pittsburgh. So then I moved it to r/Pittsburgh, which makes a lot more
moderators
sense.
Moderators always do that. You never, I don't care what you're putting on Reddit.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong thread.
Always.
100% of the time.
Well, I always try to like, I was thinking about putting polls up. Like, you know how we used to do polls on Twitter? But I feel like on Reddit, we would get a lot more interaction. But the problem is like every freaking subreddit doesn't allow polls.
Yeah, but
it's crazy.
But Reddit, people don't want to do polls. People want to just be like, no, I'm going to tell you the answer.
Yeah, we should just do open-ended
questions.
Like, the
answer is not in your poll.
Right. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
So r/Pittsburgh, and I got like 200 responses.
That's awesome.
It was sick.
Yeah.
So now I've been trying to go through them, but some of the standouts were like Moonlit Burger, which is where this restaurant I used to go to because it's right in Duquesne.
Okay.
In that school. So it's like, that was like one of them that they were saying. I got to pull it up because I forget some of them that they were saying. But
any Wahlburgers?
No, I didn't see any Wahlburgers.
People like Wahlburger. And I'm just like, man, I had it like maybe once. And I'm like, it's fine.
Someone said hot dog shop.
Do they have burgers there?
No.
Oh.
I guess. And then there was some Burgatory. It was like weird. But
in its heyday, Burgatory can make a good... They have the capability to make a good burger. I just haven't had one in a while that was good.
Calvin said Stacked, which I think he was the only one.
I think that is not correct.
He loves Stacked. I haven't been there in a while.
I think Ryan said that.
Yeah, I think Ryan said that too. Yeah, yeah.
The last few times I went there, I was like... I mean, granted, here's the problem. I was on keto at that point, so I just had a stack
of meat. Yeah.
But
dang, I'm up to 223 comments.
Look at you.
This is the craziest post I ever posted.
It's awesome.
So anyway, Squirrel Hill, there's this place called The Cage.
Okay.
That a lot of people were saying. So I was like, but this is good. Like I can, you know, start thinking about a
New Year's resolution.
Okay.
We take the top five and just
go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cause the burger. Like, if I'm going to try a burger,
okay.
Very much like the mushroom pizza.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to try a burger,
yeah.
Give me a cheeseburger.
Yep.
American cheese.
Yep.
I want ketchup.
Yep.
Mayo.
I hate ketchup, though.
You like mayo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ketchup, mayo, onion, pickle, tomato.
It's like a classic.
That's my, yes. Like, that is my burger.
Like Wendy's.
Everywhere. Wendy's puts ketchup mustard, I think.
Nope.
Oh, no. McDonald's does. So, yes, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's why I get a Big Mac at McDonald's, because they got the special sauce. And I love the best special sauce.
Whole Thousand Island.
Yeah, let's do it, dude. Top five. I'll have to sift through these comments and like the top voted ones.
Or we just start going around eating burgers everywhere and like we'll make our own top five.
Well, we were just talking like, you know, we don't really do friendships anymore. So maybe the couch company trip should be burger trip every year.
Okay.
We just go to a place and see, like, we'll go on that Reddit.
Yeah.
What's the best burger in Kansas City?
Oh, and just every state.
Top result.
Can you imagine plane tickets? Like, how much is that? It's like a $400 plane ticket just to go to, like.
It could be a write off. That's a write off.
Yeah, sure.
As long as we talk about it on the podcast.
Go to Vermont and see what the best burger in Vermont is.
Then we could say, you know, here's the best burger in the land comes from Sacramento.
I would love, like, I listen to Dan Reichert, and he lives in Kansas.
Yeah.
He would be the goofy type of person where I'd be like, hey, we're in Kansas. What's the best burger? I'll take you. Come on.
That'd be sick.
I would love to be, like, that would be the kind of guy that I would want to be, is, like, if anyone ever was just like, oh, hey, like, what's blah, 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 blah. I'm like, we're going right now. Let's go. Just like overly friendly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't get over the fact I've posted on Reddit like 10 times, maybe in my life, maybe five.
Yeah.
I just,
dude, food always does it.
It's also what I learned is
everyone knows
the shorter the title. Cause I was hammered when I wrote that and just sent it out. And it was like, what's the best burger? That was the title in Pittsburgh or whatever. That's it. It's easy, simple.
There's something there, man.
And I probably posted it at the right time, like 11 o'clock when everyone's thinking about burgers.
Drunk.
I would love to see like the Pittsburgh burger chart.
You posted that at like 6.
No. It was we were at Nate's. It was.
Oh, so this was after. You saw the burger Reddit at Permanis.
I did it. Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
And then I forgot about it. And then I remembered it again, and then I checked it. There was one response that said, throw this in r/Pittsburgh.
Yeah. They helped you out. They got
Pittsburgh came in clutch, dude. Yeah. Pittsburgh came in clutch. I love our city, dude. Those guys.
I am so good guys. Our city. I think I need to love it.
What?
Pittsburgh.
You don't love Pittsburgh?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not painting myself black and gold and
the only thing I don't like about Pittsburgh is the sports teams, because I was just raised better than that.
I like being part of a champion city. I can't imagine being part of a city that's just like they suck every time or whatever. But like,
well, are you saying New York is that?
No,
we can look at the scoreboard.
You got the Knicks or something?
Not the Knicks. Well, the Knicks have two.
Yeah,
I think the Knicks have two.
Seven. How many? The Knicks how many Super Bowls do we have?
The Knicks haven't won in 40 years. And I was having an honest conversation with my dad. Like, we were sitting down, and it was a very vulnerable moment.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, I don't think I'm going to live long enough to see the Knicks win a championship. He said, sorry, son. Like, you know.
This is why you need a child, so then hopefully one day
my legacy
will, yeah.
You have to, son, take you have a, to, or take daughter, a shot you on have your grave. To watch the Knicks win, and you take a shot on my grave.
Put the little bobblehead.
And you tell your children.
Yeah.
And we pass this down until we see them. But basketball might be obsolete. They might never win again. The aliens might take over.
Basketball will always be there.
You think the mole people like basketball? I mean, that's a coin flip.
Basketball is the easiest thing you can do.
I don't think that's true.
Technically soccer.
Yeah. I think the default's Pong. If that's a sport, I would consider that a sport. There's a score.
Pong wouldn't be the default because it'd be too hard to create.
Yeah. Well, what's real life Pong? Like table tennis.
Right. But like, there's a lot that goes into that. What I'm saying is like soccer, it's like open, like hole in dirt mound.
You need you're thinking ball. From the mole people perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I'm assuming
point.
They don't have high tech stuff.
Maybe football. You get a mud ball.
Yeah, but you need like high goalposts and do all that stuff. I feel like that's why I think basketball, like even basketball might be too high.
No, basketball's the worst one because they're underground. They don't have the height.
Yeah, can you bounce a basketball on dirt?
Yeah, like clay. Yeah.
Pack it.
Hard
like
clay.
Because
they could do tennis on clay.
They'd probably actually be really good at that.
They do tennis on clay, so maybe they play tennis.
Yeah, but what are you going to have clay rackets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe they hit it with their hands. They hit it with their hands.
What are you with the ball?
They steal a tennis ball from the surface world.
From the surface world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe.
So all these sports are going on the surface.
Well, think about it. We mine from the earth to get resources.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that they come up and take some of our resources.
But why?
Well, like, that makes perfect sense.
But you led me to believe that the surface is gone. And only the mole people
I'm saying they're
are
practicing
living.
Now. Like, the mole people are playing sports now.
Sure.
It's a question of what
so
sports are they playing right now in the center of the earth.
They're stockpiling the tennis balls.
They might come up. Like, we might play for the earth. Like, this is a scenario. There could be a tournament where the winner gets the earth. And it could be aliens versus mole people versus humans versus cyborgs versus...
Kaiju. Okay.
Versus... intelligent apes.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And this could be a big tournament. And, the question is, what's the game?
What's the game that...
Yeah, it probably defaults to, like, a fighting tournament.
I was
going to
say,
but
the kaiju wins, right? Like, I don't think you... Okay,
yeah.
So we maybe pull them out. Just disqualify.
What's a kaiju?
Like Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla?
Yeah.
He might win. He might win.
Like, I don't think you...
We'd have to get a good draw, right? If we draw against the mole people, I think that's probably our best chance, or the intelligent apes. But if it's a fight, the apes are going to destroy us.
But if it's like a bracket challenge, eventually you're going to be fighting Godzilla.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there can be an upset, like if the robots can upset Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
I think we might be able to take out the robots if we get lucky. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what we're doing right now, but like, is everybody beholden to the rule set? Like the same rules. There's rule a rule set.
So it's like the, it's in Tekken, it's like the fighting tournament.
Uh-huh.
The King
of Iron Fist.
King of Iron Fist. So whatever that rule set is, I would say that probably applies.
Oh, we're back to fighting.
Yeah, isn't it the fighting?
Oh, yeah. We can't, yeah.
Like that's
sure.
the only thing that makes sense.
I mean,
but there's rules. It's like, you know, we're
death?
Not barbarians.
Like it's to the death then.
No, I don't think so. I think we've elevated ourselves high enough to not.
I mean, is
fighting
definitely
tournament is Tekken to the death?
I mean, if you're Mishima or
well, they throw them off throw after, but that's not part of the tournament. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's a little tough because like people definitely kill each other.
Okay, so maybe it's not it's frowned upon, but it's
it's
you know
like
whatever happens
happens.
Yeah, right. Yeah okay. Yeah. No, I think we got something. If there's a guy out there in a jaguar mask, I like our chances.
Yeah.
Or talking bear, but he's probably part of the animal team, so Kuma wouldn't be part
of our
team.
You know, Kuma doesn't actually talk, right? He's just...
Yeah, that's a good point. He's actually just a bear.
He's a bear.
So and he's definitely part of the animal team.
That's why it's funny, because they put subtitles on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I think he talks.
That's why
I'm like,
he talks.
He talks.
Yeah.
No, he's a bear.
No, he just growls.
But that's, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And he would get obliterated by Godzilla.
I don't know if that's true. He's pretty quick.
Do you know how big Godzilla is?
Yeah, but like
I'm talking like 2024 Godzilla where like he's like shooting nuclear blasts and
But the fish rocket launcher.
Yeah.
What's the capability there?
Probably less
than a nuclear warhead nuke.
Yeah.
In that thing?
You could.
It's a fish that's a rocket launcher. I think the bounds of reality are really up in the air at that point.
I did watch, it's kind of in the same vein. You know all those, can a million of this be 10 of whatever?
Right.
And I watched a million toads kill, I want to say it was like 100 Bowsers.
A million toads kill 100 Bowsers.
Yeah,
I don't
just,
think so.
It's just Bowser.
How did they kill
walking and just flaming everything?
Yeah,
they just swarmed them. Like the end little bit because it's like a 30-minute. Like okay, I'm not
it's
gonna
like
watch a million
computer
toads.
Animation.
Yeah,
yeah.
And at the end of the thing, you just see all these toads just pile on the last Bowser, this like lump of toad. And
don't you
gone.
Think Bowser just walks through it though?
He basically did. Oh, they lasted a long time because he just walks through stuff. It just flames everything.
Do you
and
agree
whatnot.
With the assessment?
I think so. Because like when you really look at like a million,
mm-hmm.
I think in this is like for me, you have to put in some form of like fatigue, right?
Yeah.
So like they did it where it was like. The Avengers fighting a million geese or like whatever. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, like the Avengers won, but how long can you really fight before you're like tired? Like a million?
Yeah, but you got super soldiers and gods and
yeah,
I mean, that's
I guess,
a little different, dude.
I guess.
And you got a guy in a suit. Yeah, Tony Stark can do that all day.
Yeah, it took him longer than you would think.
And that's Captain America's slogan. He can do this all day.
I can do it all day.
Right?
It's also, what's his face from New Girl?
Schmidt.
Yeah.
Schmitty.
All day.
I never watched New Girl. I do like What's Her Face,
though.
That's
a gap. That's a gap in your
my what?
Comedy watching.
I haven't seen a lot of TV shows, if I'm being quite frank.
That's fair.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a gap. I like what's her name though?
Zooey Deschanel. And
she's
her
great.
Sister on Bones.
Yeah, Bones is good. My mom likes Bones, the show.
I bet you I could get Chelsea to rewatch Bones.
Right now?
If she is asleep right now. She might be listening.
Okay.
She's not listening. I would put a cheeseburger that I could subtly through mentions or saying certain names, like not saying like well, I really wish I could watch Bones again or whatever.
Yeah.
But I could say like,
how about you can't say the word Bones?
I can't say the word Bones or I can't like, but like I could.
I trust you.
Yeah. Like I could take like a quote from Bones or I could put like a name or I could be like a whatever, or I could maybe like.
How long do you get?
I would say by the end of the year.
Oh,
dude, there's so many. She's doing Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
I think Vampire Diaries for like the 50th time.
And but you're not allowed to put it on.
Not allowed to put it on.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could.
She has to suggest it through suggestion from you.
Well, she wouldn't really suggest. She would just watch it on her own. But I feel like I could probably get it.
All right.
As long as she's not listening right now.
I mean, you're on. Again. Sure. Yeah. What's a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
We got to try a bunch of them anyways.
Speaking of, not cheeseburgers, but TV shows.
Yeah.
I watched Blue Eyes Samurai, and I'm sad you haven't.
I might never.
Because I watched it?
Yeah. And you liked it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I might never.
It's very good.
I heard that. Well, yeah. Jeff was talking to me, and he said that it's like a cartoon, really. It's more Western. Is it Japanese, actually?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So it's like not anime.
Yeah, you like Arcane. You like...
Yeah.
I like Cyberpunk. Did you watch Avatar? Last Airbender? Never seen that?
No.
Probably like that, too. That's like Mike's like favorite, dude.
He likes Legend of Korra.
Better than the original? No, I don't think so.
I want to say yeah.
I don't think so.
I want to say yeah.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
All right, give me that cheeseburger back real quick.
All
right. Sure. I'll text him right now.
Yeah, text him.
All right.
He's going to give you a non-answer.
What do you mean?
He's
going to say, I know exactly what he's going
to
say.
He's going to tell you the pros of both. Without he's being committed to one.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You got to frame it.
Is much better than.
Yeah, no, you got to say a gun to your head.
What's better?
You can't say that. I was going to say one ceases to exist.
G or Legend.
Yeah, like you have to pick one.
Of Korra. Oh,
I think he's Korra.
No.
Do you know this for sure?
I'm pretty sure.
No. Maybe it's Kyle. Whatever. But no, I haven't seen that. But Blue Eye Samurai is
really
good.
He'll say that Korra is awesome better than characters. People give it credit for, but you can't.
All right.
Blue Eye Samurai is the best?
It's up there. I like it a lot.
What is it about?
It is about, so there are four Americans that come to Japan.
Oh,
and in this, I guess, time period, frowned upon. You don't want the white man in Japan. They say multiple times.
Was this in the past?
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, okay. So it's like ancient.
So they're trying to take. I don't want to spoil it because there are some like kind of revelations or whatever.
Okay.
But basically, they have a kid with a Japanese lady, births the Blue Eye Samurai, which Blue Eye obviously is like, wait, what?
Right.
And everyone basically ostracizes her, and she trains to be the best ninja of all.
Yeah. That sounds very
best
anime.
Samurai of all.
Yeah, right, of course.
And then her life's mission is to just kill those four guys.
Oh.
All four of them. Like, not just her dad.
Yeah.
But just, I'm just going to kill
all of them.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But somebody wants to train under her. So there's that, which is kind of like a Saitama. And she has kind of like a somewhat romantic thing that isn't really. And like, there's a lot of like subplots that all kind of weave together. It's only 8 episodes and it's very good.
Yeah. You lost the cheeseburger, by the way. His
definitively?
Exact answer was, I think you know the answer already here. OG Avatar, of course.
Mm.
It wasn't even close.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's cheeseburger.
You don't really know your friend very well. That's
apparently
crazy.
Not. Yeah, that's fine.
How brutal. Dude, no Avatar fan is going to think Legend of Korra is better. It's like ridiculous. Well, it's like saying the prequels are better, Star Wars.
Yeah, if they're an Avatar, I guess it's fair. Yeah.
Like, as soon as Legend of Korra starts talking about trade routes, it's like, all right, come on, like, let's get back.
It's important.
It is important. Like, look, I am with you. The Trade Federation is crucial to the story
and lore. We got to
episode
1 of season 4 before... hashing out.
We talk about this every time, but it is important for the viewer to understand how important this is.
Sure.
And that Tyler's wrong ultimately. And that the fact that I am generally on Tyler's side when it comes to this because people are too harsh on the prequels.
Uh-huh.
My mom included. My mom watches Star Wars all the time because it's on TV all the time.
Oh, have you told her my positioning on...
Yeah.
On,
she just doesn't... She's
so
like...
She's never going to talk to me. Either.
I cannot stand the prequels. The acting's terrible. And I'm like, look, mom, I get it. But if you can look past the acting... And Jar Jar Binks in particular, there's a great plot there. There's a great plot that just blows the sequels out of the water.
I'm sorry that it's a cerebral...
Palpatine's Rise to Power is a masterfully written
Yeah.
You know,
well,
chain of events.
It's written.
I think it's great.
Yeah. It's a masterfully, you can't say written. It's like a masterfully
conceived
yeah,
idea.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
His macro thinking, George Lucas, is great.
Yeah.
But he gets caught up in
the writing is not ideal.
Not ideal. Yeah. It worked in the 80s. But in the 2000s, it was like, all right, this is, we need.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Like the Star Wars movies now are written fine, where it's like, it doesn't feel, yeah, it doesn't feel right. Yeah. Yeah.
Although, dude, I, every time I watch the originals, they're magical.
Yeah.
They're just good.
With terrible lightsaber fights.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Five. No. Okay. Four is the only one that has bad lightsaber fights. Five and six are fine.
Okay. Sure. They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine. They're not bad. They're fine.
They're good.
No.
Yes.
I won't give you good.
They're good.
I'm sorry. No, I will not give you
they're
good.
They're good. They're fine.
they're fine. They're good. Okay.
They're
anyway. Fine.
They're good. Good and goodly.
What else? I already talked about Twisted Metal last year.
Twisted Metal is probably the best show of all time. I just Attack on Titan just finished. Okay, anime time. I know Tyler.
Finished? Oh, finished, man, we talked about anime for like 9 hours.
I know, but the people got to know.
I was brought under false pretenses.
Also, I never got to share my list yesterday, so I was a little perturbed by that.
Well, that's because everyone took 9 hours to share their lists.
Well, Jeff was like, all right, and now you go, and you guy, and then he never pointed at me. And I was waiting for the teacher to point at me. I wanted to call him out.
He's listening right now.
I wanted him to pass the ball.
All right. Well, here it is.
I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying, pass me the ball.
All right. Mr. Campisi passes you the ball, and you immediately grab the ball and say.
Well, I was going to talk about Attack on Titan finishing. Anyway, so Attack on Titan came out in 2013.
That's when it started.
That's when it started.
Okay.
So this is a decade-long process.
So it's done 100%. 100% no spinoffs, done. No Korra. Well,
The official source material, what they adapted, it's done. It's over.
Okay. Okay. So they'll do at least three more seasons.
No.
Okay. Continue.
Unless it's a spinoff.
I'll stop talking.
All right. Anyways, so it was a very interesting. Attack on Titan is an amazing show. It is cracked. It is. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it is just the most wild adventure you're ever going to go on.
Six swords, six suspenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Attack on Titan.
Really?
Don't they have suspenders with swords?
Yeah, I guess they do, yeah. They're ODM gear.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that kind
of
makes sense.
And they have big, that's the one with like the big muscle Titans. People.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're very gross. Anyways, so I don't even know how to talk about it without completely spoiling it. But it was, I liked the ending. It's one of those endings where I feel like I have to watch it again because my brain was so messed up that it's like, I gotta kind of comprehend what the heck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really wild where it's like there's some timey-wimey stuff going on and like it's like a cyclical time paradox kind of thing where this thing always happened because the main character kind of transcends time. It's like this was always going to happen. Kind of, it's wild. It's crazy.
Sounds like some anime BS.
My brain breaks. That stuff happened before anime started, dude.
Yeah.
1000%.
Okay.
Any time traveling movie, which the time traveling stories have predate animation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I like that kind of stuff. Exactly.
That's where you got timey-wimey from.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I slid that in there to keep you awake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, anyways, that finished. That was really good. I'm almost done with Spy Family or Spy X Family. I don't know which one that people are very divided on that and how you say the title. That one's almost done, season two, which I love. But that was the lowest rated season so far. And I don't really know why. Like, I feel like at this point, you know what to expect. It's just a wholesome, fun show.
Yeah.
That may be, well, you'd hate that show, but.
I'm calling it Spy Cross Family.
Yeah, that would be a bold choice.
People do it.
And you would probably...
It's Japanese, right?
Yeah.
So when you do Street Fighter Tekken, when you did the crossover or whatever, they called it, and it was an X, they said Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Spy Cross Family. I don't know if that makes sense, though. It's not like
it's
you're...
an angry family.
What?
Cross. Angry. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, cross means angry.
Angry.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was good.
You think I don't like anything though?
No, you don't like anything.
I was watching a lot of anime last night as we were like flipping through stuff, and
yeah,
I'm just
but
like,
Nate
I
shows
might not
you
like
the,
anime.
The most. I know you don't like anime. I've given up.
I try though. I keep trying.
I use this platform just to talk about it because I got no one to talk about it with.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be that guy. I'm trying
to connect with you. Your heart's not in it.
I'd rather
you just be honest and say, John, this is garbage.
But the problem I have...
And just give it up.
...is I loved One Punch Man so much.
Yeah.
Not that, well, I'll give you, I love Blue Eye Samurai so much. I loved Arcane so much.
Arcane, Blue Eye Samurai, it's different. No,
okay, don't be pretentious about it.
And it's just a different, it's a Western, it's a very different feel.
And I liked Cyberpunk.
Okay, Cyberpunk.
And I like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, you were okay on Cowboy Bebop.
I appreciated it.
I thought you were going to like it. That was my biggest surprise.
I thought you'd like it. It doesn't pay off.
It doesn't get you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, I thought you were smarter than that. And that's apparently my fault.
Cowboy Bebop still has my favorite character.
Ed, yeah.
Which is the most anime, crazy,
dumb. See, this is what I'm saying. Literally, nothing you say makes sense. You love Tekken. You love fish rocket launchers. You love bears that have subtitles.
Yeah.
That's everything that anime can offer.
But Tekken, that's all the goofiness. I never would have loved Tekken if it wasn't for my cousin. Right, so like that, there's a family bonding aspect to it.
I see.
It's the anime. I don't know. It's
I mean, I tell everyone this who like,
but you should know what I like. Then give me that Western anime.
I try. I thought Vinland Saga would be anime. I thought Vinland Saga is very serious. It's very dramatic. It doesn't really have a lot of the tropes that you hate.
Dude, 4 minutes in, I get a super macro shot of an udder and a little kid doing like this weird, gross chibi face.
I laughed because I tried
screenshotting it for you, but yeah. Netflix blocks screenshots or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just gives you a black screen.
Super weird. I must have blocked that out of my head.
I guess. I mean, that's the problem. 2 seconds.
I don't know. Yeah. That's why I stopped. I retired from giving out picks, and then so, you suckered me back into it just to shit on my picks again.
This happens
all the time.
But here's the thing. If I finish Vinland Saga,
yeah,
you have to give me another pick.
I don't want to give you another pick.
But if I finish it...
You're literally forcing yourself. It's not the same.
I'm not forcing.
Yes, you are. You hate udders, and I gave you an udder.
Well,
like, my bad. You got to give me a list of things that...
5 minutes in, it was like...
He's a farmer. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, well, it started off with, like, Vikings and dudes, like, just jumping. Well, that's the majority
of the show. That's the majority of the show. So if you like the first scene where they're killing each other, there's going to be a lot of that.
Great.
There's going to be a lot of that.
I want something more thoughtful, thought-provoking. A little comedy in there?
There's not a lot of comedy in this show. It's actually more just super depressing.
Great. That's what I like to listen to and watch before bed.
But it's good. It's good. It's thought provoking in the fact that it's like, wow, humanity is terrible.
Did you ever see Banner Saga? It's a video game.
It
reminds me a lot of Banner Saga. Just the art style and mood and stuff like that.
It's like gritty.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely it's a good show. And the thing I love about it too is like season one has a very distinct tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then season two is so different, and you realize that season one is just like the prologue of the actual. Okay. It's like a very cool instance. I think you'll like it if you give it a chance. I still, in my heart, believe that. But that freaking udder, I just missed that. I dropped the ball, and like I have to. You understand? I got to be perfect.
I got to
hit all my marks.
You need to go back in and rewatch the first episode
But One Punch Man is silly and ridiculous and has the chibi faces and has the tropes.
Yes.
And it's making fun of the tropes. I don't know. I'm just like my brain's dead. I try to give you a serious one, you don't like it. You don't like being depressed. I try to give you a funny one, you don't like it. It's too weird. But I don't know.
But I'm watching them. Like I'm getting there. I'm doing it.
I just can't.
Promise me if I finish Vinland Saga, then I'm owed another one.
Sure.
See, now the way to get out of that is just like, okay, Naruto. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm never getting another recommendation from you again.
Yeah, no, I should. I should absolutely do that because that would do it, I guess. You didn't even finish Code Geass.
Yeah.
You asked me, so you pestered me.
So fun fact about that.
All right.
Until you said that right now,
yeah.
Could not remember the name. That's why I didn't even start it again.
Oh, really?
I went back through like my previous watch and I had all these anime things. And I'm like, man, I cannot for the life of me remember. And I didn't want to admit to you. And
you
ask
pester,
you, what that
you
was.
Pester me. Like, what's your favorite one? What's your favorite one?
That's
and
your
I was
favorite
like,
of all
Tyler,
time.
You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like this one. I kept telling you that. I finally told you what it was.
I'll tell you what.
And then you had this whole speech about the 11s in Japan. And I was like, oh, wow. And he's like, yeah, that was the first 30 seconds.
The first episode and intro of Code Geass is better than Vinland Saga, in my opinion.
I don't know what to do with that. I love Code Geass. Great show. Right, I just don't think... I'll put this in perspective for you. Josh's favorite anime is Code Geass.
Okay. I mean...
So, like...
Great.
It's an interesting...
Yeah.
I don't think you'll... Yeah, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it.
I'm just look. I'm.
You're like trying to bond with me. It's we're too different.
No, we're not. We're fine.
I should
try to give you this outlet.
I need to learn.
Give me your top five. What's your, or your top ten or what are we saying? Top five.
I can't. I gotta save that.
Why you talk, dude? You built it up for so long.
I did.
You can't. You can't yell at Jeff for not giving you the floor.
Well, that was in a safe space, though. That was in a safe space amongst friends.
You're too scared to put this on.
I'll put it on air, but your eyes are already falling into the back of your head as the longer
this
conversation.
Are they really? I'm paying attention.
Yeah. What?
Nah, I was like, man, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I want to know the top five.
Your weekly quota for anime talk has been
yesterday.
500
yesterday was a little grating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy just hanging out and just BSing and stuff, but it's like.
Well, I don't know how we got onto that topic, but it started rolling.
It
was probably my fault because, again, there are very few people I can talk to about that, and they
someone is there
will know what I'm talking about.
But hey, man, I was throwing things out, and Jeff was lighting up when I was just calling out animes that no one was remembering that were like legitimate picks.
It's thanks to me, though,
100%. But I'm just saying.
See, I gave you a skill. You can
now
hold your own.
Now you know how I lasted at GameStop for so long, because this is every GameStop employee. No one plays everything,
of course.
But you pick up from other employees, and then you just have a scripted thing every time.
You've played a lot of games, though.
It's just like if you have a GameStop person coming in, and they're just like, what's the best anime? Like, you have something, you're just going to be like, oh, what do you like? Here you go. This is what you want to eat. Whatever.
Quick shout out to Chelsea. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Chelsea. Baby. Did you hear our cheeseburger bet over the course of the year?
Perfect. Good. All right. I feel like it might not count because on a subconscious level, she heard it. So now you might win based on that because it's already kind of in her brain.
Maybe that's part of it. I'm allowed to do that.
But that's ridiculous before the bet even starts.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about it. And then I actually heard you kind of getting louder. I think you knew what you were doing.
No, but I'm just saying.
You guys might be in cahoots here.
No.
To try to get a free
cheeseburger. No, it's not a hamburger. We bet a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like someone who knows what they're getting. I didn't hear it, but I can always just listen to the
episode and figure out what it is. Okay. You're never going to do that. Yeah,
that's
fine.
A bluff. That's a bluff.
Calm sure. down.
Calm
you,
down.
You do that.
Yeah. Scrub through this.
I will take a cheeseburger for that listen. Like, that's fine.
That's hilarious.
Make sure to follow and subscribe.
That's the easiest cheeseburger of our life. Oh, no, it's so funny. But now we got to figure out what the best cheeseburger is. So when you win, I'll get you that. Probably still Five Guys.
Five Guys, yeah. Whenever we go a step up from the cheeseburger bet, because the normal cheeseburger is Coons, but the step up is always a Five Guys burger.
That's a huge step.
Especially, that's like four cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's like right? $12 burger. It's like, 100%.
Do you know, it's Chelsea's birthday, so like spare no expense. Yep. Do you know how much the delivery fee was for that?
$23.
Oh, no, it's like $12.
Yeah, okay.
But still, I typically
that's
don't. Unless it's 50 cents or free, I don't pay for delivery fees.
But now you're doing it. But I thought you did delivery all the time. So you're saying you stopped.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't, like, a delivery fee is different. So it's $12 for delivery fee, $10 for, like, whatever Uber fee. Like, they're just stacks, dude. It's like you're paying at least double what you could do.
And then tip on top of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's the delivery? I don't understand what the delivery fee is then. Does that go to the driver?
No, it's the businesses. So like...
Oh, so that's the same as
the
Uber fee?
It was like a high... Well, no, it's Uber fees on top of it.
Well, so then what's...
The delivery fee is based off of whatever the business decides they want to say is the delivery fee for that amount. So for instance, apparently Five Guys was getting slammed with orders. So they're like, well, due to volume, it's $11.
Yeah.
So like that, we got a burger and a regular fry.
Yeah.
And it was like $42.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What a good husband.
Hey, it was her birthday.
Exactly, dude. That was very thoughtful. You could have texted me. I would have picked it up on 19.
It was a last minute decision.
Yeah, text me. I could have picked it up. I could have got myself something.
I just feel bad because we typically go out or do something or whatever, but we're moving and everything. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know.
That's nice of you, though. I think she appreciated
it's cold now.
Yeah. Well, it's in the microwave.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it was cold when we got here.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember. What's up next?
What's your top five anime?
Ah, fuck.
You gotta put it on.
Yeah, all right.
Kogiyasu is number one.
Kogiyasu is number one. I gotta pull up the list. I have a lot of lists on my phone. I don't know if you know this about me, but I do enjoy lists.
You love lists.
I like listing things. Dude, by the way, Pokemon Gen 3, because I'm looking at my list here, you never put it on the thing.
I didn't.
I think our fans want to see our immaculate.
You're 100% right. I hope I have that note. Otherwise,
I have it.
Okay.
Flygon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why. Okay, so you got to send me that.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, I don't have it. Well, it's not your bad. That's I didn't ask for it, but.
Nah, it's all good. I should remember it. Okay, my top five anime. Ready?
Yeah.
Code Geass, number one. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which you know.
Yep.
Well, and hate. It's okay.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I guess. I got to rewatch it, honestly. It's very good.
It's different than Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but not.
Okay, so.
It's like a.
Full Metal Alchemist came out first, obviously.
Yeah.
And adapted the manga, which is the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point, which happens sometimes, where they caught up to the writing of the manga. And so they kept, instead of stopping and waiting for the writing to continue, they just did their own thing. Okay. And then when the manga finished, they went back and did a new show called Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood that faithfully adapts the whole manga.
So you don't need to watch Full Metal Alchemist.
Just watch Brotherhood.
See, that's what I needed. I feel like I wasn't getting a straight answer like that before.
Right? Like, the best way to watch it is Full Metal Original to a point, and then the new one, because they do
like
the
more backstory or something, right? Yeah, yeah.
But it's way easier just to watch Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And then if you really liked it, you'll probably go back and watch the original. Or if not, you still get the same story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just, I wouldn't try to, especially with someone like you who's like on the fence, not even on the fence. He pretends he's on the fence because he wants to try to connect with his friend. Like, just, just give you a definitive answer. So that's number two. That was a good show. Cowboy Bebop's three, which you've seen.
Yeah.
So you've seen three of my.
Three's a good place for Cowboy
Bebop. Well,
actually,
you've seen every single one of these, a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
You could hold your own.
I think I could.
Yeah. And then four is Attack on Titan, which you've never seen.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if you'd like that one.
Probably.
I would think you would because it's so awesome.
It's everywhere, man. Like, you go to a Comic Con and it's just all over the place.
I just don't see it. Like, here's the problem. Like, I recommend something to you and then something I didn't even comprehend you complain about. So I'm like racking my brain. I'm like, what would he hate in Attack on Titan? I can't think of it, but there's probably an udder somewhere hidden in the background, like a subliminal udder that you're going to hate. And then I'm going to hear about it.
Or I watch it and I'm just like, this is the best thing ever.
I see, that's the gambler's fallacy, though. Yeah. I keep thinking I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you think you're going to win.
I do. Yeah, I do.
It's like, I've given up. And then,
but I would be actually, well, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would be upset if I didn't watch Blue Eyed Samurai.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop, I don't think I'd be upset about, but like, I enjoyed it and I would have missed out on Ed.
You got that in the bank, though. Anyone ever talks about that, you're like, you can hang.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would be upset if I never watched One Punch. I'd be upset about Arcane and Cyberpunk. And it's like, I enjoyed those experiences so much that it's like, it's worth having to slog through a few Code Geasses to get there. You know what I mean?
Oh, my soul. Arcane Season 2 comes out this year.
Does it really?
October.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And League of Legends is turning 15 years old.
Yeah.
It felt like yesterday was the 10-year anniversary, and that was 5 years ago. Yeah. So
dude,
I feel
faster and faster.
So old.
Enjoy.
Scientifically, yes. Because every year of your life gets smaller in terms of proportionality. So when you're 5 years old, 1 year of your life is a fifth of your life. So it seems like forever. But now that you're 30, it's 1/30th of your life. So it's, from your perspective, it feels that much shorter.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Good luck with that. My fifth anime is called Love is War.
Okay.
And it's a rom-com.
I like rom-coms.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever watched. It's amazing.
All right.
I should just... It has everything you hate.
Yeah.
There's no action. It's about
I'm not big on action. It doesn't have to have action.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
my default. I can't follow a lot of the anime action anyway. And a lot of the time, the craziness happens during the action scenes.
All right, drop everything. Watch that one.
Love is War?
Yep.
Love is War?
Love is War. The premise
isn't
is...
That is a rom-com.
Yeah.
With Tom Hardy and...
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if that's true.
Love is... Yeah.
Well, the full title is Kaguya-sama, Love is War, or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That's her name.
It is one of those.
That's her name.
It's one of those.
Oh, it's her name. Fuck off.
How many colons does it have in the title?
All right, I'm going to look it up, though, see if
you're right. On Netflix?
I think it is.
Great, so I can not have the
No,
subtitles.
I type in Love is War, that's the first thing that comes out.
Okay, so what... Maybe
there's one colon.
This is War?
It's Kaguya-sama, which is her name, colon, Love is War.
How do you spell it? Kaguya with a K?
Kaguya. If you type in Love is War, it's going to come up.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring it up real quick. Let me see.
Let me see. Make sure it's on Netflix.
I need to.
It might be Hulu. You don't have Hulu?
We have like a trial something or other.
You have Crunchyroll?
Yeah. Yeah. I pay a subscription to Crunchyroll.
I don't know. I thought you were trying to connect with me, dude.
Dude, this looks like Persona 5. It's basically Persona 5, right?
Yeah, but it's not as edgy.
Oh, well, what are we even talking about?
It's funny.
I need the edge.
It has everything you hate.
Great.
And this is what I have to do. I have to start recommending you things that I know you'll hate.
Yeah. But don't tell me I'll hate it.
Yeah, you're right. But you're going to hate this.
Okay.
Maybe.
But then you could say, oh, I knew you'd hate it.
It's so funny, though. I love that show. That was like one of the biggest.
Look,
surprises.
Man, I got to keep, I have to keep my eye, like one eye
like,
open.
Do you understand why I watch some anime? I just want to go on my app and check off boxes.
Yes.
Like, look at my app, dude. I'm just checking off boxes.
Buddy,
I'm seeing the bars go up.
I get it.
It's literally the, like, look at this. Look at my bars going up. Look at my check, 114 entries.
You told me to watch Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah.
So from now on,
yeah.
I have to take everything you ever give me with a grain of salt.
Oh, is that
thinking
what
like,
this
is he screwing with me right now? Does he know? He knows this is just an utter anime. That's all this is. It has a quick samurai scene.
I tell you what,
Viking scene, and then it's just milking cows.
Go on r/anime and just be like, guys, is it just me or is Vinland Saga an utter anime? And then clip the picture or something. So people say. That's a good social experiment.
That'd be good. I literally am going to have to put it on my TV, use the Windows snip tool, and just send you that kid's face with the udder.
I'm going to search Vinland Saga udder and just see if it comes up real quick. I literally must have blocked that out of my head.
It's like a 2-second thing. Like, it's not...
Well, this is what... I got David into anime, and he, like, really likes it now. And I always told him, I was like, look, it's going to be super weird.
Enjoy that with your best friend, David, whatever.
But there comes a point in which you start blocking out the
anime just all the
tropes.
Filler crap.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Udder.
Even, like...
How do you spell udder?
U-D-D-E-R.
Other scene.
This went off the rails. We had a list of things we needed to talk through.
Yeah.
That's fine. We haven't talked in 2 weeks. You look that up.
There
what
are
else?
No udders coming up, dude. They're all just
dude, I'm telling you, it's
slicing
2 seconds.
Each other up.
It's 2 seconds.
I know, but I'm just saying nobody clipped that and
put
it on the
internet.
2 seconds
of episode one.
Nobody clipped that and put it on the internet for some reason.
Well, I'm going to be the first one, and I'm going to put it on Twitter. I'm going to screenshot it and put it on Twitter. Or I'm sorry, I'm going to put it on an X, formerly known as Twitter. What else was I going to talk about? I had a list, but the funny thing is the list I sent you didn't have my personal list of things I wanted to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I had individual games and stuff. So I talked about Blue Eyes Samurai.
Yeah.
I played a game called Cobalt Core.
Yeah.
Which is a space game with cards, and you have to like play the cards to move your spaceship and shoot things and whatnot. it's like a roguelike, but every time you die, it does the Hades thing of like progressing the story, yeah. which is actually really cool.
So yeah, that's cool.
The writing's like super charming, and I thought it was going to be like super annoying,
right?
But it skates the line where it's like, what was that super lo-fi game that was like all black and white, and like I wanted you to try it. I think you
Neon
bought
White?
It. No, it was like super pixelated, and everyone loves it, and it's like it was like super big for a while. I can't think of it.
Me neither.
Love is war.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. That's a good anyway, call out. But Tom Hardy?
With Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Chelsea, what was that with Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon, and there were spies? This Means War. Yeah,
a little
close.
Different. Little
yeah,
different.
But it's still rom-com.
It's rom-com. Fine.
Thanks, babe.
Not as good as this rom-com.
I can't think of the name of the thing. But you know how like that was like a charming game? And everyone loved it from an indie
standpoint.
Undertale, thank you.
You're welcome.
From an indie standpoint, everyone loved it, and it was very charming, and all the characters were great.
People love
this.
Game.
This is like that. I think.
What is
from the writing?
Galaga.
Cobalt Core.
Cobalt Core. Yeah. Galaga Edition.
It's clever. It does some clever stuff. It's okay. Pretty neat. So I played
it's an
that
indie game.
Indie game.
Steam. Game Pass.
Not Game Pass. Yeah.
Damn.
Works great on a Steam Deck though.
I don't have a Steam Deck. I do have a
Switch
now.
You have an OLED Switch. You have a really nice one.
I have a nice one that's going to be obsolete in 6 months. I'm actually furious about that.
I told you about it. Yeah, I didn't want to like...
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet, so can I return it if they got it from Amazon?
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
I'm thinking... I'm very conflicted right now. There are some games coming out on Switch.
But what? Like...
Mario vs. Bowser, Princess Peach's Revenge, I think, or something.
Sure. You got to think of it as like Toad goes to high school. All these games where they're like, all right, well, we need something to bridge the gap between.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm a dumb dummy.
No, you're not, because it's like there's so much.
I'm not going to go back. Like, I need to buy a Switch 2, so now I can. The whole purpose was to keep up.
Yeah, I know.
For
I know.
The Couch Company
and
podcast.
I feel bad, and I appreciate the
because
dedication.
That was my blind spot. I didn't have a Switch. I couldn't play the Switch games. I couldn't play Zelda to tell everyone it was overrated and horrific. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people liked it.
Yeah.
Except Jeff. Jeff hated it.
Yeah. I liked Breath of the Wild more.
But aren't they the same game?
No, they're really not. Like, they are, but they're really not.
Do you think the new Switch will be 60 frames?
No.
Wow.
Some will. Some will.
Some will.
Dude, they got freaking Diablo 3 running at 60 frames on that thing.
On Switch?
Yeah.
Interesting. But I'm talking, like, it just seems like Nintendo games don't.
Mario Kart does.
Mario Kart's the greatest.
All the Mario games
racing
do.
Racing game of all time, maybe.
It's good.
Mario Kart 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the best Mario Kart.
What was the... I played something else, and I can't remember it, so... What did you play? Hitman. I got really into Hitman.
Yeah. Tell the people what the new thing
real
is.
Real quick. Yeah. Hitman 3... Which is now like Hitman World of Assassin or something, Assassin World.
Revenge of the Assassins.
Something.
I think, right?
But they took Hitman 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
Right.
Steam sale happened. And it's like you can get just everything. It was like $30 or something.
That's
so
amazing.
I was like, okay, great. I'll just get everything.
Did you have everything already?
Well, it was weird because I had some of it on, I think it was Xbox when like the first one came out.
Oh.
And I had a bunch on.
Are they remastered or?
Yeah, well, they took I think the way it was is they took like 1 and 2, put it in the third engine, and then it was like this seamless, like, you
can
just
play
everything.
Oh,
all the maps, all the campaigns, and everything.
Wow, okay.
But they came out with the freelancer mode, which is literally like Hitman walks into his like freaking penthouse safe house, and you walk up and you're, you know, Diana talking to you on your mic or whatever, and she's like, all right. Pick a bad guy to take down, and it's like, okay, and you have like 8 dossiers of like just horrific people. Like, this guy steals kids and harvests their organs, this guy destabilizes third world countries, this guy, like, so it's like some pretty messed up stuff. Eventually you realize that, like, oh, each guy has kind of like this MO of, this guy really likes to use explosives and poisons and all this other stuff, so you can kind of get a feel for what the game wants you, like what path you want to go. So if you want to be super stealthy, go after the other assassin. Or if you want to be like super explosive, go after the guy destabilizing countries. But you do all that, you pick your guy, and then there's like four groupings of three missions, if that makes sense. Okay. So you go to, you have three locations, you pick what location you want to go to, and it's between like one and three targets you have to kill.
Yeah.
They'll give you different things of like, if you kill them with a sniper rifle, you get extra money. If you kill them with a pistol, if whatever. So you go to all these different locations. So you go location one, location two, and then the third location, which is the one that you saved for last, it will give you your marks, like tells, so to speak. So it'll be like, you're looking for a dude in a hat with brown hair and glasses and a necklace, tattoos. He's a foodie. And he smokes. And then you have like, you have like four possible targets, and you have to go case the joint, photograph like your possible marks and see how they act, see what they're wearing. Oh, this guy doesn't have a tattoo. Okay, it's not him. And then eventually you narrow down to the guy, kill him, get out. That section is done. You move on to section two. But it's brutal, because if you die, everything you brought in on the mission, you lose. You lose half your money. Like it like smacks you.
Right.
But on the flip side, anything you bring from the mission back to your base, you keep, you can put it on the wall, save it for later, whatever. And you basically are building up this arsenal of like gadgets and tech. So like you can go into a map stacked, but you better not screw up.
Mm.
It's just really, it's cleverly done, where like if you're done with a campaign or you're like, you want just a kind of like a challenge, you can get that with this. It was just really cool and like has a really great gameplay loop, and the missions are fairly quick. But anyway, if you're into assassination, it's good.
No, yeah, the way you're talking about it, it sounded interesting.
It's,
I never played
Hitman. It's funny. It's stupid. Yeah. And Nate's right, like because he was saying it's like it's goofy.
Yeah,
and I could see that, because a lot of the memes and different things that they put online are like goofy.
Yeah.
And it could definitely be that way, but it can also be like when you pull off something like there's like you get a silent assassin achievement where it's like if you just stay in your suit, like you never switch costumes, you never knock anyone out, you literally go in, blend with the crowd, kill your guy, get out, and like nobody sees you at all.
Yeah.
Feels really good. Like yeah. I did that like once. So I go from that end of the spectrum to I had to kill some lady in a bank. And it's all randomized. So, like, I walk into the bank, and lo and behold, she just is walking in front of me. And I happened to have a screwdriver from the last mission I was on. So I took the screwdriver, flung it at her head. Literally, it's brutal. Because it's like, you chuck it at her, and it just stabs her in the back of your skull. She drops. All the guards are like, wait. Like, it was like they were just dumbfounded, and I just turned around and walked out the door, and it just ended the mission. 30 seconds, got it.
I feel like it was that's dumb. What would happen.
It was, yeah, it's like, wait, what just happened?
Oh my god!
It's so stupid.
That is funny.
But you can like pick up like a banana and like whip it at somebody and knock it out, and like you can get goofy with it. But
I saw someone. Good. I guess there's like a winery map or something, yeah. And he put everyone in the press.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do it
in the grape press.
Yeah,
it was messed up, and it totally effed up the game. Like the game was lagging like crazy.
In the campaign, you get like heavily penalized for like killing civilians and doing different things like that. In this one, it's like you get a little bit less money, but hey, no witnesses type of thing, right? So like
oh, yikes.
The one there was some dude that's just walking, and it's kind of crazy because like these are like terrible leaders of a syndicate. But they're also just random NPCs that the computer picks.
Right.
So it could be like just some chick jogging down the street, and I'm like, oh, she's like a terrible syndicate or something. So I'm like, I see her just walking, and I'm like, I pick up like a 2x4 from a construction place, and she's just walking. I just knock her out, and the construction workers are like, they're alerted, like they see you or whatever, and then it's just like, snap her neck and like walk away. They're like, they're searching. Yeah, it's just like it's stupid. Or like there's one guy and my mark is walking across this like beach or whatever, like beach, like boardwalk.
Yeah.
And this NPC is walking with him. I'm just like, man, can you just like break off? Because it's like the perfect kill site, right? And I was just getting like bored because I was following this guy for like ever, just back and forth, because they have kind of like their patterns. And I'm just like, man, she is terrible. So she turns and I'm like, all right, this is my chance. I take him and I just shove him, which is just an instant kill off like the pier.
Yeah.
But she's taking like a selfie as I'm doing it. So she has like her little peace sign up, taking a picture, literally taking a picture of me like shoving this dude off. So I'm like, well, look,
right, you gotta take her.
Look, I'm sorry.
I need that phone.
So I choke her out and toss her over and then leave. But like that, I could see why maybe Nate isn't super into the realistic thing. But it makes you laugh. It's funny.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I mean, it's a game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but like you know, we said some people like the realistic aspect of games, and then other people like silliness.
There's a mascot that. It was on a phone and you just stand there and you can overhear him. He's like, yeah, no, I knocked out the other mascot, but I can't find his keys. I dropped the key somewhere and stuff. It's just like these like emergent little like Easter egg things or whatever. So if you like find the mascot that he knocked out, cause it's like some criminal, just not part of the game, just like in the game, find his keys. You have the option to like, just start clicking it to hear where they're like the, if you go to like the parking garage, honks the horn or whatever, you could open the van and there's just like a samurai sword in there or like a cutlass. And then you could just use, like take that back to your base. It's like a collectible item. Nate's right. It's dumb, but it's really funny.
It's clever.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun, dude.
Yeah. I played World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
Skipping over that a little bit.
No, it's fine. It was good.
Game of the year.
Look, we already talked about this a little bit.
Yep.
We are going to have Jeff on. And I want to pull out our game review pillars and everything. And I want to go pillar by pillar talking through like the pros and cons and everything of World of Warcraft. Because I don't want to talk crap on World of Warcraft. Because here's the thing. I actually very much enjoy just playing with people. Like we haven't played in a while. And it was just like, okay, it was nice to just relax and hang out.
Yeah.
I just need somebody to explain what's good about World of Warcraft. It's there. I'm sure it's there. Like a million people can't be wrong or whatever. The 10 million people, whatever the number is.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just need to understand what makes specifically classic Season of Discovery better than retail and what makes that better than, you know, Guild Wars 2 and I don't know, Star Wars Galaxies.
That's hard to beat.
Yes. Or even Old Republic or whatever it is. But
that wasn't it.
But before we talk about that, Jeff will be on and we will hash
He'll
it
defend
out.
It. Yeah, to the last breath.
I want a well-rounded, good conversation. I don't want it to be like, hey, we can just talk all the crap we want and then no opinionated, like differing view, you know?
Yeah. No,
fair and balanced. That's what we are here at the Couch Company.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
World of Warcraft. Sorry. That was a surprise. You guys texted me when I was in Philly, like, might be playing World of Warcraft now. I was like, oh,
that's what happens when you leave.
Yeah,
you're gone for a little bit, and
yeah, you went to Chicago, and I didn't start playing Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I can't.
Yeah, you have to like
hack it up.
Yeah,
yeah, it's dead.
Yeah,
man, that game looks so awful. I cannot get over it. I went on YouTube thinking about like what it would be in my head, and was I disappointed to see that it was just the worst looking game I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sure somebody somewhere is working on a
Unreal 5
mod or something for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Put that in Unreal 5.
Ooh.
That'd be spicy.
That's when Disney comes down and says, I shut you down.
You can't make something better than us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What'd you do? Any games?
Games? Yeah. Well, the League of Legends season ended on the 10th of January. So I was playing for that and I am not good. I'm bad. Some might say. So I was almost emerald.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you can't be as low as...
I was almost emerald, and then I lost all the way down to almost
platinum.
Gold.
Oh.
Yeah. So I ended plat 4, 0 LP, which is the lowest you can get before you hit gold. Yeah, that was last season. So now this season, I'm 4 games into my placements. I'm gold 4 right now.
I thought you said you were silver. That's good.
Yeah, I was silver... So the first game I played, I was silver 2, and then I won another game, I was silver 1, and then I won another game, I was gold.
Oh, so it's going, I see.
I'm getting one per range. So I'm 4-0 right now in the new season. We're cooking a little bit.
Nice.
Cooking. And I might be Faker. I think that's kind of what I'm learning right now. I might be Faker. For some reason, Jeff thinks I only play Gangplank, which is a weird take.
Yeah.
It's a really weird take. I've played Gangplank
every game, but that's just a coincidence.
I don't know where this rumor is getting started. I don't play a lot of Gangplank, but he thinks I'm a Gangplank one trick.
Yeah, look, man.
I wish I was. Gangplank's good.
You literally have GP initialed on your arm, like on your bicep with a heart around it.
I don't.
Is that not
that's fake.
For Gangplank?
No.
All right. Now, see, if this was a video podcast, we could prove it right now.
Yeah, but we can't, and you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, but everyone is picturing you right now with a heart Gangplank.
Maybe I have to do that now.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine? There would be something that we would have to do where, like tattoos are involved.
I'm never getting a tattoo.
Never?
Never.
Like, never. Like, a little tiny one. Like, it'll be, like, tiny, easy to cover up, like... Like, it just, you don't think there's going to be a bet where both of us are so convinced that we're willing to do something crazy?
No, I never do tattoo.
All right.
I don't know if I can do a bet that's like permanent is on the line. That's a bad bet.
I got really excited for it. And I don't want a tattoo at all.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that neither of us want on.
it would be the biggest sweat of my life.
It would bring the other person so much joy.
I wouldn't see. This is where we're different again. You like seeing your friends suffer.
No, 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 no.
Yes, you do.
No,
it's
absolutely
like,
not.
It's like we were just talking about the. Have we ever told the suit story on air?
I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
That's
so
a new
where
year.
Tyler tricked me into wearing a suit during a suit fitting, and like he finds so much joy.
You're telling it terribly. All right, look, it was the bachelor party, not bachelor party, but we was like a suit like fitting or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
which is what I said, but...
And I think you asked me, like, what do I need to wear or something?
Yeah.
And just instantly, this is where my... Maybe I'm a terrible person, but my brain instantly... Like, my thumbs were typing automatically. Like, oh, you know, just like normal, just whatever suit you have, just so, you know, they can fit it correctly or whatever.
Right.
I want to say I was in a Discord with someone. Like maybe
you were
Kyle
with
or
Mike
somebody
or someone.
Mike.
Yeah,
like
you were
something.
Talking to them. Yeah.
I'm like, guys, we have a situation.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
We were all there.
Right.
And then I see you rolling up looking just spiffy as heck. Like you looked great.
No.
You looked great.
No,
everyone else
don't
is
gas
in,
me up now.
No, I'm being serious.
Don't do it.
You were the best
that
looking
makes it
guy
worse.
There.
That makes it worse.
Everyone else was in sweats and jeans and stuff.
Yeah.
And this guy comes in with a suit.
Yeah.
And then you were telling me how your parents were like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
it's like, look,
they didn't like that too. And I told you you pranked me. My mom was very upset with that.
Oh, they didn't like that I pranked you?
No.
Why?
Would your mom like if I pranked you?
Yeah, but it wasn't like
no,
like
it was,
a
she
nefarious
doesn't hate
prank.
You. I know.
Okay,
but
well,
my mom's very protective.
I know, but now I'm like
young,
between that and the prequels,
boy.
I don't want your mom having this like terrible.
Yeah, if
is she upset that I'm like 10 years older than you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. All right. She feels really bad. I told her about your house. She was like, "Oh, that's terrible."
Yeah.
So I think that got you a little.
I got a little.
It's like, oh, this guy's life's ruined. I should probably.
I'm at the point now where like, I think you're the only person that saw it down to the studs, and that makes me happy because then like all the work that the contractors are doing, like it's so good, and then you can actually like appreciate it. Because I think the thing that I get annoyed with is like people are gonna be in like, yeah, no, it looks good, but it's like you just didn't know because it looks like a house now.
Yeah,
but it wasn't that.
I saw
like,
it
6 months ago. You know,
I didn't even know what the inside of a house looked like.
Yeah,
and that's
wild.
That's what's underneath all the stuff.
Yeah,
crazy dude.
So
I
it's
can't
like
that
people
happened.
People are nice and they're just like, yeah, it looks good. And it's like,
but I'm gonna get into
yeah,
it.
But it's
bro.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it. You know, kind of done, and I was like, dude, this, I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, you didn't see the, like, the slat wall up there or anything yet, right?
No.
I think it showed you a picture, but,
yeah. That's going to be cool. I'm excited for that.
I think once you walk
studio.
In there, you'll be like, oh, I get it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You'll...
Dude, me and you, we understand each other sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, you pranked me, and that was sad. And then I had an opportunity to prank you the other day, and I didn't.
Yeah, what were you going to prank me on?
I don't remember. Yeah. We were just talking to Permanis, and you're like, oh, you could have got me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forget. But
maybe
see, that's where our minds work, where like you just you can't even conceive it.
No, I would die for my friends.
Oh,
I'd die for them. You know,
I
mean?
Would like to think I would, but
no, you wouldn't.
It's hard to.
Well, this is why. Well, this is the argument I was having with Nate, where it's like your family, like my brothers, I would like to think I would die for them, right?
Yeah.
Like we're blood.
And all three of you feel that way?
I don't know.
Okay. But I do. I can say what I feel. Sure. So I would like to say like my parents or my brothers or whatever, but like when you're considering friends, it's like you might love your friend.
Yeah.
But that's a hard jump. You know what I mean? Because there's not that that extra step there.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, that's kind of my thought process when it comes to family versus friends. I love my friends.
Yeah.
But there is seemingly, because you got to worry about your family and your wife and like, you know what I mean? It's kind of an order of operations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of.
So you're giving me an out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course.
You're like, oh, well, yeah, but if you.
That's how good of a friend I am.
If you jump in front of this bullet.
Yeah.
Penny's without a dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her name's Penny.
Yeah, it's her name.
It's a great name.
I'm trying it out. Just putting it out there. Technically.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be until we sign the paper.
Can you name her after me?
I wanted to, and Chelsea was just like,
she didn't like that idea?
No. Uh-uh.
What if you, like, just a J name, like Josephine?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the names that we were like, we're in the running. I don't even know if a
Judy
name was part of it. No. Like, Judge Judy,
Judy
cornered
Hops.
That name. Yeah, or Judy Hobbs, sure.
It is what it is.
I mean, my mom has a sweatshirt. My dad got her, like, he went pretty hard on the grandkid gifts this year.
So parents are excited.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's a sweatshirt with all the grandkids' names, and here's a frame, and here's a t-shirt and all this stuff. So it's like, well, there's a lot of names on things that are like, I guess
you're stuck.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got my dad a massager.
Yeah?
And
Christmas?
Yeah, because I didn't know where to get them. And I walked around Best Buy. I'm like, I'm just going to get inspiration. And, you know, those percussion massage guns or whatever.
Yeah.
Got him that. And he opened it and he's like, I have one of these. And I'm just like,
dad's the hardest to get gifts for.
This is like Patrick Mahomes was using this one.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, I have one. I'm like, all right. So I got to get him ammo. Nate sent me like four or five links about ammo that I got to dig into and see.
Dad's are the hardest to get gifts for, dude. This year I got my parents both books.
Yeah.
So I got my mom a Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Gotcha.
Autobiography.
It's like, she's a little older for that, right?
What? She loves Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mind went to like a children's book.
No, no. Like, okay, like she collect kids' books or something? He has a great life. He was actually, he like went to school for music, and his show is very music oriented. It was great. I mean, that was a great show. Anyways, so I got her that, and then my dad, I got him 1984.
Oh, nice.
George Orwell. Yeah. That's his favorite book of all time, and it's actually like the 24th anniversary or something, so it's like a special edition.
Yeah.
So I got him that, which was cool.
I got my mom a digital picture frame.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she can see you sometimes?
Well, it's one of those, like, I figure we're going to be taking a ton of pictures when the kid gets here and stuff.
And you can upload them to the picture frame?
Yep, automatically. Awesome. My sister has access to it, so she's uploading. Like, my sister's like, I don't have time. I can't do it or whatever. And she put, like, 350 pictures up.
That sounds about right.
That's the problem is, like, I don't care how many pictures Chelsea and I take of our kid. Like, we're not scratching that. It's going to be like,
it's going to be her.
Every 15th picture, maybe, is going to be us.
I wonder if you can set it where you can alternate.
Probably.
That'd be cool.
That would be neat. That'd be smart. Yeah.
Let's invent that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell you what, the app, good app.
Great app. 10 out of 10.
Good app.
Would you rate McDonald's app?
Probably 7 or 8.
Would you rate My Anime List app?
5 or 6.
Really? You hated that one?
The responsiveness was not good. It was not well made. It might have been updated since then. Who knows?
In it already. Look at this.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can always take a look at it again.
Look at the bars.
Yeah.
There's no blank space. You know, I know you hate that. See, it bounces.
Okay, so they updated it then. They probably updated it.
Now, the thing you probably hate
about
it.
Does it have locomotion?
Huh?
Does it have locomotion?
What does that mean? Is that a train?
Kind of. How you're flicking it, right?
Yeah.
If you flick it like that, it goes really fast. Yeah. So now if you go slow, it goes in a slower speed and stuff. That did not do that whenever you showed it to me, however many years ago that was. It was more of like a web page.
Well, if you click into them, so I'm still in the app, but if you try to click the ranking, then it goes to the website.
You can let that.
A lot of it is in the app, but I do know that you hate when it links to the website.
Yeah.
But you can get a lot of it in the app. Like if you click into it, you can see when it's airing, how many episodes.
I mean, the way you're doing it now, it looks good.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, I'll give it a 7 now.
Some ratings. And
then further pending testing.
You can see how the community rated it.
Yeah.
Little bar graph.
So basically, whenever you just stop...
This is the whole reason I watch anime.
Yeah,
I don't even like anime.
What's it called again? My anime list?
Yeah, Mao. Yeah,
Mao.
I just want to see the numbers go up. All right. I just love checking things off and hitting the plus button. And
what if there was something like that for like a video game?
That's what I was talking about all those years ago.
I know.
Groovy's pretty good though. If they had an app that was that good though,
yeah,
I would love it. But they don't.
The UX of it is not super great.
Exactly. But the premise is there.
Yeah.
They have every game because they use Giant Bomb's API and...
Oh, is that the API they use?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they say it in the corner. But it
makes sense.
It's there. The bones are there.
Let the record show that you're flinging your
fingers
around.
Well, I was looking for Chelsea because...
Ooh. I can't say that.
I know. But I can. You can. I kind of shot myself in the foot.
That's true.
I don't know.
Dude, she's going to be asleep and I'm just going to be like... Bah.
Yeah, you can't say bones. Oh man, I don't know. So, anyways, I played balloons. We've been playing balloons. We black bordered, and what that means is there's because I know Kyle was asking.
Yeah,
and there's different modes on every map. So there's easy, medium, hard, and then different kind of sub challenges. So like some of them, like you can only use particular monkeys.
Or goes backwards.
Backwards, or there's half cash is one. So anyways, if you complete all those, every time you complete one of those modes, you get a little ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
You get all of them, you 100% the map, and you get a nice, sleek black border that's shiny.
How many do we have? We have 4 now?
We got 4 now.
Out of?
There's 6 on the first page of like 20 pages.
Yeah.
And you know, we're on the easy maps.
Yeah.
So 2 left. We're halfway through the 5th map. And Balloons is still top 25 games of all time.
Did I put that in my top 25? I think I did.
You did. I did. Yeah. Jeff had a conniption.
Yeah.
When we, because it was our top 10.
It was
in our top 10.
Did I put Balloons in my top 10?
You did. I think we gassed each other up a lot
We might have.
But playing it again, I'm like, this is a game I can hop on. I have fun every time.
Cross progression.
Yep. Numbers go up. So much content and so cheap. Like you put all of that together,
yeah,
it's a top tenner.
Yeah,
it's an all timer.
Yeah,
it's like how do other games compete?
Till 7
with that?
Comes out. I think the reason why it wouldn't be like a perfect game is just there are some antiquated like
yes,
like you give me your friend code every time you want to join a game.
But 7 can fix it.
Yeah,
Ninja Kiwi has the opportunity to make the perfect game.
Yes.
And it's little monkeys popping balloons. Like, I didn't know that that's what a perfect game looked like, but it's close.
In Unreal 5.
That would be funny. Did you see someone put it in Unreal 5 or
something?
Yeah,
it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to look. They did.
It's a Flash game.
Yeah, they did it. It just... Well, like, when they put Spyro in Unreal, it was like, oh my God, that looks amazing.
That looks crazy.
And then they came out with the remaster, and it was great, but... That's the kind of
stuff. That was a great remaster.
Yeah.
I think that struck the perfect balance of like Spyro's a simplistic game.
Yeah.
So, and it's like,
pump it up.
They did just enough.
Yeah.
Like with the first game, how they made the dragons unique.
Yep. Perfect. The voices, I know why they did it. It's just like part of me is like, I kind of miss the old voices, but it was.
Where they reused half the guys Some of them are
just
like,
because in my head I could literally quote them.
Yeah. Those are my favorite ones.
Spyro.
Yeah.
My
favorite are like when they say thank you for releasing me in a weird voice. It's like the same guy. He's like running out of it's like 8 o'clock in the booth. He's running out of voices. Yep. He's like, thank you for releasing me. It's a great game. Oh no, the easiest cheeseburger of my life, the 25 gem you thought was like purple or something. It's pink. I mean, come on, dude.
That was not
so
great.
Easy.
That was not great.
Anyways, what else did you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm looking. Real quick, did you see the George Carlin AI?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah. Wild.
Is it good?
Wild.
Is it good?
I just saw a clip of it.
Okay.
And there's a ton of controversy because they're just like, this should not be a thing. But I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But I saw a clip of it, and I thought it was George Carlin talking. Yeah. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, because he died in, like, what, 2010, around then, right? And It was his voice talking about AI, like, taking over comedy. Sounded like him, did a joke. It was like, oh, and then the AI would just say, like, oh, do a fart joke. And, like, the AI, like they just made all this up. And it was just doing it in his voice and just making it. And basically the premise was, eventually, you're going to have every comedian just that has passed of just like, oh, you want, you know, all like Norm MacDonald doing a stand-up every single minute of every day.
I'd like to
talking
think that
about
AI
current events.
Couldn't do Norm MacDonald.
I would say they couldn't do George Carlin either, but man, was I convinced.
But Norm is like not human.
Yeah, but the whole point is when you think about, because I'm like, well, that can't be. But if it's just speech patterns and voice and different things like that,
what was the
there's
content
enough
good?
Content out that's good enough to do that.
I think.
I didn't listen to the, because I think it's like an hour long special.
Yeah.
And I only listened to
who
the
did that?
AI
where's
part.
It at? YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah. Yeah. It's the guy from Mad TV, the bald guy. I forget his name.
Yeah.
It was him and one other guy that I guess set it up or something. But the I think it was the daughter of George Carlin is like
upset.
Not happy.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
The punchline of the joke was like, yeah, everyone's going to be on there. Well, except maybe Bill Cosby or something like that. But when you think about it, every comedian could theoretically have an AI personality online.
Yeah.
You can tune in at any point
doing
infinite jokes about current world events.
Yes.
That's scary.
It's going to be, that's.
Yeah, but right that's the whole thing. And that's a very George Carlin thing to talk about, right? Of just like this dystopian like thing.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just, people should look it up because it was like, man, this sounds spooky. Like I was confused because I was like, AI really wasn't a thing. Like it was bizarre.
Yeah. That is weird. Yeah. I heard people talking about that. That's interesting. I'll have to watch it.
Well, think about like, I mean, let's say, you know, God forbid your dad passes away or something. He's doing whatever. And then now you have an AI that just apparently listens. So you could like talk to it. And theoretically, if there was enough of like recordings of your dad, like it could, let's say the AI was convincing enough. Like, imagine how you would feel talking to this AI that really isn't like your parent, right? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, I can only imagine how, like, the comedian's daughter would feel, where it's like, he's making up all these things. And, like, in some way, it's like, no, George Carlin was a genius in this field. And now just some robot is stealing everything he's ever done and then puppeting it back in a pattern way, in a very robotic way. I get why people are upset, but it's also like scary and also like cool in a way that like, how can we do this as a society? Like, it's insane that we have that technology. Anyway.
Yeah. Nah, the future is getting close.
Yeah. I wanted to call that out. What else? So we want to talk about month in games. So each month, it's kind of like a new, I don't know if you want to call it a segment, but we want to talk about the games we're going to play each month that are coming out.
Instead of doing it for the whole year, which I think we did previously, some games aren't announced yet in terms of date. So it's like we're going to go month by month. Sometimes there's shadow drops. So, So we're going to start with January, obviously.
Yes.
And I think there's two games we're going to play. So, I mean, there's a couple different categories, right? So there's games that we're 100% going to play, like we know we're going to play. And then there's games that we wait and see for the score, I think, is kind of that second tier. And then the third tier is just skipping it, probably. And, of course, there's also circumstances where one of us might be in a different tier than the other one, right? So, but, yeah, I think there's two games we want to play in January.
Yeah, like two and a half.
Well,
like,
yeah, you Bulletstorm.
Yeah, Bulletstorm in VR.
Right.
So I want to see what that comes out with. I might pick that out because I really like Bulletstorm. I think that comes out on the 16th, so it's next week, but we'll see. It doesn't have to be like necessarily a January game. But because we are moving a lot of this stuff out, now would be the time to freaking play
now
that thing when
time.
I have like all the space in the world after tomorrow.
Right.
But we'll see.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
So Bulletstorm's one of them, and then Prince of Persia comes out next week.
Yeah. If you get 15th. The deluxe edition, you get it like 3 days early, I think.
Yeah, they keep doing that these days now.
But the deluxe edition is technically the price of a normal video game. It's like $60.
Okay.
So I think the Prince of Persia itself is $50. Deluxe, if you pay more. $60, I think you get some cosmetic stuff, and then you can play it 3 days earlier.
Yeah, so I played Prince of Persia as a kid, like the Sands of Time one on Xbox. And it was good.
Was it Xbox?
I think so.
Yeah, probably right.
That was a fun game. So I'm excited. It has good ratings so far on OpenCritic.
87
with like 100 reviews.
It has a demo out. I didn't get a chance, but I was going to try playing it like during lunch, and work is busy. So it's interesting. Like you know when studios are confident, right? And this is actually worth noting because like Ubisoft typically doesn't do this. Yeah. Like the embargo is like day and date. Like they don't let you do anything. Like this, they're like, hey, the embargo's a week early. Here's a demo of it. Like play this game.
Yeah.
Which means they're confident that they stand behind it. Like that's good. That's a good sign. Right. So we'll try it out and see what it's like.
No, I think that'll be a good start. I don't know if you can top the start to last year with Hi-Fi Rush, but it'll be interesting to see.
So ironically enough, this is more up my alley. From a genre standpoint. Sure. So I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, no, this is definitely more hitting you than me. But I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
And then the second one, of course, Tekken 8, 25th, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the one you're really excited for.
Yeah. Play the demo. Love the demo. The one fight you do in the demo. I really got to see how this story wraps up.
I'm hoping you get to play as more than just Jin, though.
Oh, 100% you will.
Oh, okay.
You have to be.
Well, I mean, the demo is just Jin, but that's one fight. But I think Maximilian Dude was playing a little bit more because they let him behind the scenes a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was saying he was just playing Jin.
Interesting.
So I don't know how deep he got into it. Maybe it's just the first chapter.
Yeah.
Is him, but...
Well, like I was telling you, the thing with Tekken is like you have your campaign, which is still technically new to Tekken. Like that's not a normal thing.
I think it's pretty new for fighting games in general because like traditionally it's just arcade mode. Yeah, right?
Like Mortal Kombat and like DC did it pretty well, and like others are starting to come around to it. But
DC was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Injustice.
But Tekken does the campaign, but then every character does like you play through those fights.
Yeah,
and then you still get your story ending. Like you get your intro movie. I would assume if it's anything like 4 onward, and then you get your finalized like. Big CGI, you know, father son throwing each other in volcanoes movies.
Yeah, you want volcanoes? This is the game for
sure.
It was so
seamless. Like I was shocked at how well transitioned the fights
Unreal
and
5,
the,
right?
The stuff. I don't think it was. Maybe it was 5. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is. It looks good though.
Yeah, regardless. I think it looks. Better than like I know how we were talking like oh does Mortal Kombat look better than Street Fighter like Tekken is just nope it's Tekken
yeah. I like the character design in Street Fighter
sure yeah
but yeah Tekken does look really good
it's the environments and stuff too like it's really well realized
right. Well yeah I think there's definitely a style component to it as well where Tekken is more realistic
anime.
I guess
it's anime like it's
yeah but it's like I don't know.
I ground in reality a little bit. It's less exaggerated proportions, maybe.
Right. Like Street Fighter is very. I don't even know what the word is.
Yeah. Although both Street Fighter and Tekken have gotten just beefy. Like they are beefy.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tekken
but
3
is that
was
how they
like
always
slimmed down.
Kind of were?
No.
Really?
No. Dude, if I showed you what, like. I think I always think about Paul Phoenix, but like if I show you Paul Phoenix from Tekken 1, who's this little skimpy guy and like this little like red gi, to this like his sleeves are like busted open and he's just
it's been working out.
But every guy, like Martial Law was like this tiny like literally modeled after Bruce Lee, and now he's this just jacked like just beefy boy.
You think gonna do drug tests on all the characters?
They had him for Martial Law was after Bruce Lee, and then they had Lei Wulong, who was modeled after Jackie Chan, down to like he was like Drunken Master, like all that stuff. Yeah. He had like 7 fighting styles. He was wild to play as.
Yeah, Tekken, I have to get it and play it, but I'm fighting games killing me. I'm horrible at them. They don't make any sense. Like I was like trying to figure Smash out yesterday. I don't know how to smash people.
But here's my thing. Okay. And take it or leave it. But the reason why I love Tekken is every button is a limb. So with Street Fighter, it's like, oh, well, this is your high attack or low attack or power attack or light attack or whatever. Same with Smash. Same with, oh, this is your Smash. Like with Tekken, it was always like, no, it's left and right punches, which like if you hold the controller, it's left and right punches, left button and right button and stuff, and left and right kick. And it's just very, it's like, oh, you want to jump kick? You know exactly what to press. Like you up and kick button and you kick them. So like that always just that clicked with me a little bit more. And if you press punch and kick, like left punch and left kick, that's a throw. Right punch, right kick, that's a throw. And that's all you need to know. And then like and then you learn their combos and all that stuff, and you want a main king like an insane person.
Oh.
Dude, King's tough.
I'm gonna play Kuma.
Kuma's great.
Yeah. He's just a big bear.
He is the longest reach in the game.
Yeah, he's 600 pounds.
Yeah.
I would hope he has. Well, there's that one cyborg guy. He's pretty big, too.
I think canon, he beat Paul Phoenix. So Paul Phoenix is like this, like, he's the American biker, stuck up yellow hair. And this one, I think it's down again, but whatever. Every game, it's like this running joke where it's like, he thought he won the tournament, but then like Kuma comes and just beats the crap out of him. Or in Tekken 3, he beat like the quote unquote canon is like he beat Heihachi and he's like, oh, I won. But then didn't realize that like in that game, once you beat Heihachi, then like Ogre, who's the God of War, came out and he was like the final boss. So Paul left the tournament thinking he won and telling everybody he won. And then the tournament kept going and then Jin won. It was a whole thing. But like he's just this
dumb.
Did
he appeal it?
No, he's just this dumb goofball.
Oh.
Then he's talking about like aliens. He is like the ongoing joke, all that, like just terrible.
Is he the best?
Not really. He's powerful. Like there are a lot of Paul mains, but like, yeah, it's not.
I got to get into the professional scene. I always am curious, like, what the best fighters are.
I would bet you that most people playing, it's like, I wouldn't even recognize the characters. Like, they wouldn't be like OG new ones, characters. Yeah. I'm sure they're all like the new
characters.
There's got
to be a king guy. King main.
Yeah, probably. But like Armor King is so cool.
Who?
Like, Armor King.
Who's that?
It's King, but it's a gray, like almost like a snow leopard mask.
Oh, okay.
And he has like all
pauldrons.
Like, pauldrons, spikes everywhere and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like the boss of Tekken 1. So like if you played through as King, you'd fight like your unique boss, which is Armor King, which is like your like opposite or whatever.
Yeah.
Beat that, and then you play Heihachi at the end.
Oh.
But it was
he's
cool.
Always the last guy?
He used to be, yeah. And then because you killed him, and then...
Now he's dead.
That's what they say, man. That's what
they're saying.
You literally, like, before it was... You see him thrown, but, like, it is what it is. Now it's like you saw Heihachi hit the lava. That was, like, a golem-like thing.
Yeah.
My bet is Heihachi had the devil gene all along. Like, he because the whole point was he was trying to recover Kazuya from the volcano because he wanted to take the devil gene and splice it into himself. It's a whole thing.
Right.
I think they're going to say that he did that, escaped it, you beat Kazuya, and then all of a sudden Heihachi comes and he's the final, like,
big bet.
I hope, because I like Heihachi a lot.
Yeah.
As a fighter, he's a terrible dad.
And we established that death means nothing in this universe.
Yes.
So it's like,
correct. Yeah.
We can do that. Yeah. Nah, we'll see how it goes, man. I hope I like it. This is me trying to connect with you.
I hope you do, too. I don't know if you will, but like I said, you always have Tekken Ball to go back on. If you want to bowl, we can just bowl.
I think I would like... Can I play as Kuma?
Yeah. That's... And the beauty is the characters you pick directly relate to how fast you throw the ball. Well, at least it was in Tekken 3.
They have special moves?
It's more power and stuff than anything. So like if you picked like Jack, who's like the big jacked robot and stuff. Yeah. Him and Kuma were like, they would just obliterate the pins. But the problem is the power thing, because it's like a meter that goes up and down. So like they're faster. Super powerful, but it goes way faster. Yeah. So it's really hard to control.
Yeah. That's what I like. Yeah. He wouldn't even be able to fit his fingers
in
the ball.
I'm very excited to see how they did that. They were kind of scummy on one of them where it's like you had to pay to get Tekken. It like was in a season pass or something.
Why do they do that? Is that tradition?
Like, no. Tekken Ball. Bowling. It was in 3, and then I think it only showed up again in like maybe 6 or 7, I think.
Oh, really? So
I think.
Is it confirmed, you said?
It was in, I'm 99% sure it was in the menu. Right. You couldn't play it in the demo, but I think there was a mode
for it. I'd bowl with you. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I liked Wii bowling. Did you ever have a Wii?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wii bowling.
I didn't have a Wii, but I played, everyone else did, so.
Wii golf's the best, though. That was the best.
I like bowling a lot. But my
they have a golf mode in Tekken?
I don't think they have golf. They had a volleyball. They had volleyball and bowling.
Golf would be fun.
Yeah. Volleyball was how you got Gon. Apparently Japan has a mascot named Gon.
Yeah.
G-O-N. And it's like this little orange dinosaur.
Yeah.
And if you played Tekken, I think it was Tekken Ball. I don't know. Anyway, but you play that, beat him.
Yeah.
And then you could play as Gon.
Wow.
And then there was also the Fighting Force. So, and I don't know if it's in this game, but it was literally a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yep.
Where you picked your Tekken character and then just went through an action side-scroller, like, mode. And you would just go through it, beat it all. And at the very end, you fought Dr. Baskanovich in Tekken 3.
Yeah.
And if you beat him, and he was really tough because he was this old guy that would always fall down and fart and do like just dumb stuff.
Right.
If you beat him, then you unlocked him in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
And if you beat, I think it was like 100 matches with Eddie Gordo, you unlocked his alter ego, Tiger Jackson, where Eddie Gordo is this just like Brazilian capoeira guy. He turned into Tiger Jackson, where he had a giant afro and a big chain and like in his 70s like disco vibe. You got to play as him.
Are you making this up?
No, it is.
Sometimes you talk about this, and I'm like, you're literally making this all up.
It is such a great game, dude. It's so dumb.
That was Tekken 3?
That was Tekken 3. Tekken 3 is my favorite. It's easily my favorite.
Yeah. What, PlayStation 2?
1.
All 3 Tekkens were on 1?
Yep. They flew through those,
dude. Wow.
By the time I saved up enough money, I played Tekken 1 with my cousin.
Yeah.
And by the time I saved up enough money for my own PlayStation system, Tekken 3 was out.
Wow. And then you got Tekken
And they
3.
Killed off all the characters from 1 and 2.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're playing
those
Sorry,
two that
games.
Was your Tekken hour. Yeah.
Hey, I talked about anime for an hour. You talked
that's
about
fair.
Anime for
that's
an
fair.
Hour.
I hope somebody listens.
It's a video game version
anime
of anime.
And Tekken. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It really is.
It's literally the same. It makes me upset. All right, let's move on. I think that's all we had, right?
That's really it, yeah. Any New Year's resolutions, anything like that? We gotta write more. That's
yeah,
my thing.
Yeah. We talked about what we're trying to accomplish this year. We're trying to do a review for every game we play. So
written review.
Well, we talked about it too. So
yeah, fair enough.
Prince of Persia is gonna be up first, and I gotta see how long that game is.
Yeah.
I feel like it won't be that bad.
I'm sure not.
Dude, when I see a game that's like 10 hours, I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Give me that 8 to 10 hour.
Like, it will be like, hey, you beat Prince of Persia, and then like within 3-4 days, like, hey, Tekken's out.
I think it's a good timeline.
Yeah.
But we'll have to keep an eye on. I didn't see anything else that jumped out at me for January. But there's always surprises, so I'm keeping a keen eye out.
Is it bad that that's one? Like, whenever people are talking, like, what game are you looking most forward to, or whatever?
Yeah.
For me, it's the one that I had no idea was coming, or the one that like just popped up in my feed one day, and I play it, like your Shadow Gambit, your Neon White, your like the ones that just, you know, like even Hi-Fi Rush, like. Here you go, try this, and it's amazing. Or Alan Wake, even, like, whereas I know Alan Wake was, like, a thing, but, like, I wasn't going to play it, and I did, and it
I think
grabbed
it was
me.
A surprise still how good it was. I thought it was a cult classic, which it was, and people were just like, I don't know. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That game was fun. I am so psyched for the DLC.
Yeah.
I don't even know when it's coming out, but, yeah, no, those are... I'm more of a hype guy. I get behind the hype train, and I'm like, I get excited for things. Like, I'm really excited for Final Fantasy to come out, so I'm waiting for February.
When's Dragon Dogma coming out? Is that
March?
February? Oh, it's March. Okay.
I think so. I think it's after.
That just popped up on Green Man. So it's
maybe it's
be,
February. I could be wrong.
It's got to be coming.
That's a hyped game. I've never played it, the first one, but people love it. And I was watching.
This during, is a sequel, not a remaster.
I think. Yeah, okay. I think it's. All right. I think it's two. Anyways, I was watching like during one of the events or something. They were showing gameplay, and I did not understand.
Yeah, like what do you? But then again,
it looked fine. It looked like a cool,
but like Skyrim's RPG kind of the same thing. Like Skyrim doesn't look great, right? Like
but Skyrim's from 2010.
Even then, though, it's like okay, cool. Like the music was pumping you up, but like
for what Skyrim?
For Skyrim, but it's just like, was it okay. really?
Oh, for the time you're saying, yeah. it still looked bad.
Like,
I'm
not
know.
Saying it looked
I mean, it
bad.
Better.
I'm saying it looked like, yep, this is high fantasy.
Yeah, Skyrim time. Took off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just.
Hey, I'm excited.
Eating
like it,
cheese wheels.
Hopefully it's
and
great. Yeah.
Stuff. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah. 2024 is going to be a year.
Yes.
It's going to be one of them.
It's going to be one of the years.
I've lived for years, and it's going to be another year.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my bold prediction.
I like it.
Thank you. All right. There it is. We ran the gambit.
Yeah.
The Shadow
Gambit. Are we recording next week? Do we know? Are you even going to be in a right state of mind? It's your birthday next week.
It's my birthday next week. We're going to TBD. Maybe right. that's Saturday. Yeah. Maybe that's Saturday.
That's. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I might rope you into helping me move again if you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we got a couple of things to move. Yeah. That
I'll help you out. We'll see. Yeah. I'll never hold to this. I'm hoping I don't drink too much. I'm trying not to.
But I don't even know why you put that on.
Because I want to. Try to hold myself to that.
Do you want to hold yourself or do you want other people to hold you?
My plan right now is the problem is when you're at the casino, which is where I'm going, is the one we're going to, you get free drinks. So my brain
how,
is like...
How do you get the free drinks? Playing the girl at, like, comes, at a table?
Yeah, if you're at a table, one of the people come around and they ask if you want a drink. You
yeah.
say yes, they bring it.
Okay.
That's it.
Great.
I tip them, of course, but that's...
Sure. Well, you like tip them a buck?
It's like a $2 drink.
$2 drink.
Right. When I'm up big, I just give them a five coin.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm very generous. It's yeah. a problem. I've thrown away probably hundreds of dollars. Just,
I'm sure it's fine.
Look, I'd rather them have it. They're working hard.
Yeah.
Than me, who's throwing it away.
Oh,
at the casino.
Yeah.
So okay. It's like, in my mind, I'm kind of Robin Hooding it, where I'm taking from the casino, I'm giving to the yeah. workers. So.
Do you think they get it, or is it something where they have to throw it all in the casino like pot and then they
I
give it
I think the tables, if you give it to the dealer, they have to throw it in the pot.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's by table, so there's only...
A couple dealers per
maybe
table.
Maybe a couple dealers yeah, per table kinda, or yeah, whatever, yeah. So I don't know how they distribute that, but I think probably the drink people...
Yeah.
Get the keep in, I would hope. I don't know. Right. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask. Is that rude to ask?
Probably.
A question like that?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so yeah. My plan is drink and then water. And I alternate. So when she comes around, drink first. She comes around again, water.
Okay.
Alternate.
Do you need support? Hydrated. Do you need support?
Yeah. Cheer me on.
Hey, man, you need
cheer
water.
Me on.
I'm going to be real honest with you. Like, you're spending the night there.
I think
all right. Probably
should.
I'm not spending the
but
night.
But I don't want to, dude. I even yesterday.
Yeah.
I wasn't hungover today, but I just felt not good.
Good. Latch on to that.
I did.
So
yeah.
You're saying we should probably drink like Wednesday or Thursday then,
dude. But if it's bad, I won't even want to go.
We could still go have a nice dinner.
Yeah. Maybe I just shouldn't. I don't know. I'm thinking it all over.
I just try to help you out. You tell
I know,
me what you want.
I appreciate
want,
it. I appreciate it. I don't know what I want. I want to find a nice middle ground where I feel good and then I wake up the next day and I feel good.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
How do I get to that state?
Stop aging, buddy. That's step one.
God, it's just, dude, the other week when I drank a lot
yeah.
and I didn't drink any water because I drank a lot of water last night, that saved me.
Yeah.
I was out for a day.
Yeah.
I was out of commission for a day.
I believe you.
I couldn't do anything.
The worst part about it is if I just drink liquor, I'm good. Beer is what kills me, and
really?
I don't like liquor. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm definitely better. Liquor makes my stomach upset if I drink too much of it.
I'm the opposite.
Oh wow!
I just like liquor. I can throw it in the fizzy water or do it. I'm
yeah.
good.
Wow.
It's if I do beer, it's just it's too much.
I can do beer, but there does come a point where it's well. I had some of the whatever Nate gave me yesterday. So
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm immune. Like
no,
at
course.
Some point yeah, you're just be like, hey, it's too much. Yeah,
yeah, sure, for sure. Yeah. Anyways, sorry, we were gonna end 10 minutes.
Yeah,
ago.
No, that's fine.
Okay, if you made it this far, you're great. You're a great person.
Yes. You're our top listeners.
Top listeners. So congratulations. Check us out, couchcompany.games. As we stated in the beginning of the episode, we're cooking.
We call that bookending.
We're cooking.
Yeah.
We're cooking on there. We're stirring it up. We're spicing it up. Tyler probably knows the terms better than me now, but
yeah,
we're cooking in there.
Neeson Plus.
Yep. What?
that's like everything in its place.
Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah, check us out on there, and we got things coming down the pike. Pike?
You say pike, I say pike. People say pipe.
Pipe?
Yep.
I think it's pike.
It's both.
I think it's pike.
No, it's definitely both.
Pikes were invented before pipes.
I'm just telling you it's both. It's regional.
And
I looked it up because I was an asshole and yelled at somebody.
Oh, really?
No, actually, I take it back. So I say pike now.
Yeah.
I used to say pipe.
Yeah.
And somebody said pike, and I'm like, you're stupid. It's pipe.
Yeah.
And then I was stupid because
you're
it is
so
both.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the
never apologize.
That's like the Uranus thing that happened yesterday where I said Uranus.
I think it was actually Kevin.
Oh, really?
I think it was Kevin. Kevin, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Kevin. All right. We're going to be here. Same time, same place. Next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch.